Hey, it's Ann with some Spirit River Coaching on the Go. Today I'm talking about something I'm not having a good experience with and how I'm choosing to handle that so I can have the best case scenario and not create more momentum towards the thing that I do not want. So on my, I like to go out for a run early in the morning down my country road. And it's an immediate source of peace, meditation, connection with all I appreciate in life. And in the last few weeks, there's a project that's coming through here that's really in our minds desecrating this country road. The trees were ripped out. There's a variety of things that feel hostile on some level. And because we don't really know the full, we thought we knew what was going to happen here, but now it's dramatically shifting. Because when we learned what was happening, we put it into a place of agreement, and we didn't really question. We visualized what we wanted. So now I'm faced with daily trucks reminding me, possibly defaulting me to a different spot in my thinking, and I've got evidence all over the sides of the road. One side of the road that this road is going to be dramatically changed, and it's already on its way. So I have a couple different things I can do. Now, early on, I used to get so upset about some environmental issues and things that were going on in my proximity that I just actually could wreck my own day. And I decided that what I felt strongly enough to do something about, I would do something about. And if I didn't feel strongly enough or wanted to expel the energy to do something to make a shift or help, I would let that particular thing go. So here we are back to today. I have contacted a variety of people. My first option is I could just complain about this. And I could complain about it a little more every day and create a momentum around it. And I could then include maybe some of my neighbors into this momentum. And we could all be complaining. It could give us something to do together, you know. And it could create a lot of negativity. Another thing I could do, which I am doing, I've connected with a variety of project managers from different areas because this is going to really benefit another community while it is doing something physical to our community that's really upsetting. So I want to find out what the vision for this project is. As I discovered, it wasn't the vision we hoped for. Now I have an opportunity to engage a variety of people in some alternative solutions. Because most people want everybody to be happy in a situation. So I'm working on presenting some win-win situations, some win-win solutions for this project. Once that's done, if I can't sway the energy in the direction that I want to go, I will be, I don't know, feeling some level of satisfaction that I did what I could. I'll be able to put that to rest. If I'm able to get the shift in the project and create a win-win, that just will be fantastic. In the meantime, as I go up and down this country road, I'm focusing on the possible solution. I'm visualizing the community coming together, the players in this particular project coming together for the success of everybody. And that's what I'm focused on. So when I'm running down the road right now, I'm feeling inspired at the possibilities for solutions here. And in the end, if I don't get to carry the day with my idea, I will be able to look positively on the process that happened, and I'll be looking for other good things that can come from the position that it ends up in. So today is just basically giving you some ideas about how you can compartmentalize things that are happening so that you can stay focused on your positive direction, or if it's important enough, take a sidestep and contribute some solution-based thinking and see if you can impact change in a positive way instead of being a bystander. And just giving you some tools to continue to improve your life, your communication, and ultimately the momentum that you have that's carrying you towards the vision that you want for your life. Have a beautiful day.